Hello, it's Jules.
I am Jem.
Sorry, I kind of surprised Jem with this one.
You did, but that's okay.
For us, it is the morning of February 5th.
It's almost my birthday.
It's very nearly Jem's birthday. And I just wanted to say that yesterday, finally, this is not like, hey, look at me, I got all this stuff done, but a little warning. Yesterday, finally, my Social Security card came in. I've been trying to get my name fully changed for a little bit over a month. And even in my state, where it's supposedly comparatively easy, it's taken over a month.
And we've been waiting by the mailbox every day.
We've gone out to the vote, yes. Social Security card finally came back yesterday. And so I immediately came in and got my little basket of documents that we need here to change name on an out-of-state driver's license and went down and got that done. Just a little warning. I had a very, very pleasant interaction with the person at the window. She took all of my information. You know, I had a birth certificate, I had all kinds of things. And my old driver's license from my previous state showing the correct gender marker, and went over to pay and had my picture taken for the driver's license. And the guy handed it to me, and immediately I did what, Jim?
Check to see how your hair was in the picture.
Immediately.
You checked your gender marker.
I checked the gender marker, and as I feared, it was incorrect. I don't know that I pass as well as Jim sometimes hopes I do, or possibly the person just took a look at my dead name on my previous license and assumed a gender, even though the name I'm changing it to is decidedly not masculine. Anyway, just a little warning. If you get that ID, whatever kind it is, and it contains a gender marker, first thing before you leave, check that gender marker and make sure that it's right. I promise coming back a day later is going to be less easy. So the person I had dealt with there, if I had come in and said, I was here 3 days ago, that might have been one thing. But I just walked right up to her, and she was very apologetic. And of course, I wasn't unhappy. I wasn't upset. I was just needed a card with the right gender marker on it. So, but anyway, now I'm pretty much all set.
Yay.
Yay. My passport is at the passport place and going down to get a title and registration for my out-of-state car under a new name. But not really worried about that, because now anytime anybody says, can I see some ID? I got the ID.
Yay.
Yay. Okay, that's all. I hope everybody's doing well. Where we are, it's supposed to get brutally cold this coming weekend, so.
Can't wait. I'm covered in cats. Yep.
They are.
I'm covered with cats.
Anything wise to say, Jim?
I don't know. I kind of wanted to talk about the emotional experience that you had waiting so long and then having to call them. You had to call them, but after 2 weeks you called them and they were like, oh yeah, we never actually ordered your card.
Right.
After waiting for 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks is a long time to wait. As it happens, I took a card in on Friday. The next day, of course, they're closed. Next day, of course, they're closed. The next day was Martin Luther King Day. It's a federal institution. They're closed. As it happens, they were also closed, whether they are always or because of the riots at the Capitol. They were also closed the day before and the day of
the inauguration.
Of the inauguration. And they had been closed for 4 days right when we moved here. We got here on the 23rd. They were closed on the 24th and the 25th for Christmas. And the 26th and 27th were holiday, were weekend. And this whole thing has just been a total cluster. We just go out every day to the mailbox and hope that that thing was there. And
then we'd get something from Social Security and she'd be so excited. Our little hands were all shaking to open it. And then it wouldn't be it.
It would be, here are your underlying documents back. Or, we're sorry it's taking so long. Or something. And So anyway, we moved here on the 23rd, and I finally got my socials on 23rd of December, and I finally got my social security card on the 4th of February.
Yeah.
So that was in our state, which prides itself on being quick on a name change. In non-COVID days, I'm sure the Social Security, I could have just gone in and they would have done it in front of me and then they would have mailed it and it would have taken a few days. But this was, 5 or 6 weeks?
Yeah, and I'll be doing that pretty soon to change my name. So that'll be fun.
Fortunately, I'll be able to walk you through a lot of that.
Yes, I'm really glad you went through it first so I can figure out how to do it.
Yeah. Anyway, I realize there are a lot of states where you actually have to go to court. In our state, you don't have to. And so there are some states where it'll take even longer, but it just, for what they had said it was going to be, it was supposed to be very easy, and it absolutely was not.
It was an emotional time.
It was a very emotional time, and every day I'd go out there, every day it felt like a slap in the face because there was nothing. And then 2 weeks later, I called up Social Security. They said it would take 48 hours. 2 weeks later, I called them up and they said, oh, yeah, let me put that in the computer for you. And I waited 4 minutes and they put it in. And I thought, okay, I realize I'm not the only job you have, but really? 2 weeks?
Yikes.
On a 4-minute job. So anyway, that took an emotional toll, but it's all done.
Yay. Officially
named. Officially, and now I'm just cleaning up some other documents. But, oh, then they, of course, did the voter registration.
Yeah, you need to send copies of your name change stuff to the credit reporting agencies, apparently.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I'll make copies somewhere and do that.
And you need to change your name on all your bank and credit cards, and you've done that, right?
I have already done that on the local bank and then my out-of-state bank from our old state. And I am not giving that one up. So, yeah, I have reached out to them and told them we'll work together on that. Yeah.
Yeah. But I've heard that a faster way to get it changed on your credit is to make sure all the debts that you have are in your new name, because then the people who report it to the credit agency will report it in the correct name.
Good. Yeah, I need to do that. All right. Well, that's where we are. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, from February.
Yep. Okay. Bye. Oh, hey, one little addendum, a little thought that may help people who are simultaneously or nearly simultaneously moving to a new state and getting a name change. Some people might want to have those both done around the same time and might wonder whether it's easier to get them done one in one, do the name change in your old state, and then so it's not so confusing and not so difficult in the new state get all that done. Let me say that I did get my gender marker changed in my old state, and that is because getting the gender marker changed was exceedingly easy in the old state, and it's pretty hard in the new state. When I got my driver's license changed here yesterday, I didn't have to go through anything like, oh, yes, I am female, or oh, yes, I am my new gender marker. I just had to show them the old driver's license. That's all I had to do. I'm a lawyer, and whether I'm right or wrong on this, I'm pretty sure the full faith and credit provisions of the Constitution require them to take that female and not ask questions about it. There may be some litigation on this. I may be wrong, but I was able easily just to say, yes, look at the old driver's license, and that has a female gender marker on it, and that's all you need to know. I brought documents from my doctor, but I didn't want to have to go to that. So that was one thing. But other than that, I think it's easier, unless there's something that's exceedingly easier in your old state, I think that it's probably easier just to get it all done at the same time. You only have to go down one time. I'm talking about like getting a driver's license. If the states are comparable in their difficulty of getting a name change, I would get them done in the same state, in the new state, and do it all at the same time, because there can be some waiting involved, and you don't want to have to do all that twice. in my case, it was pretty easy. Yes, I stayed at the window considerably longer, but that was much shorter a time than if I had done it twice. So if you're wondering, you probably may have thought that if you're transitioning, that you have a strategy all to yourself. Fine, if you've got that all worked out. But if you're wondering whether to do the moving and the name change on your ID before you move, I'm just saying it may be easier in the long run to do them both at the same time. That's all. Thank you.